With a news update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, I'm Rodney Price. Good morning. It's 10 o'clock. Mostly sunny and 48 degrees in Wichita. The high today will climb to the upper 60s. One person was critically injured, another seriously, in a three-vehicle crash south of Newton Friday afternoon. The crash occurred just before 5 p.m. in the northbound lanes of I-135 near mile marker 25. The crash also caused southbound traffic to stall in at least one lane. I-135 was temporarily closed in both directions as emergency crews cleared the scene. The Kansas Highway Patrol, Newton Police, and the Harvey County Sheriff's Office responded. A man who was found guilty of kidnapping, rape, and several other crimes was sentenced to life in prison Friday. 23-year-old Manessa Ward will be eligible for parole after serving 418 years. He was arrested for kidnapping three children in two separate incidents in 2023. The White House is yet to comment on Israel's retaliatory strike on Iran. Fox's Lucas Thomason has the latest from the White House.
There's no statement from President Biden. He did not speak to reporters when he landed in Delaware last night. He's spending today in Wilmington before going to a rally in Pittsburgh. We did hear from his defense secretary, however, in a new statement this morning. I'll read most of it. This is from Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin saying, quote, Secretary Austin reaffirmed the ironclad commitment of the United States to Israel's security and right to self-defense. The secretary emphasized the enhanced force posture of the United States to defend U.S. personnel, Israel, and partners across the region in the face of threats from Iran and Iranian-backed terrorist organizations. Over 100 Israeli fighter jets flew over 1,000 miles to strike Iran, facing third and fourth generation Russian air defense systems.
The attack was the largest on Iran by Israel in history.
A nice late October afternoon ahead of us for this Saturday. We'll have plenty of sunshine. The high around 69, a northeast to east wind, about 5 to 15. Clear tonight, chilly again. You'll need the jacket early Sunday morning. Low temperatures drop to 43. Then mostly sunny and breezy and warmer on Sunday. In the afternoon, we'll reach the upper 70s. With your KSN Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Jack Boston.
Right now, a northeast wind at 9 miles per hour, mostly sunny and 48 degrees. With a news update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, I'm Rodney Price.